We're talking with Rod Davis. The name of the book is River of Fear, and the newsletter comes out every month. And you find some current things to talk about in these newsletters. I mean, there's all these ghost stories are not back in the 1800s. There's current things happening.
Yes, they're happening every day. And the ones, some of the, thank God, the ghost stories for my wife and myself right now are in the past. But there's people that we're talking with now that they're happening to them now. Absolutely. And that's the same thing with the UFO. It's happening now.
Do you think they're related or not? The UFO and the paranormal, or is it just two interesting sidelights that are similar?
I don't think that they're related. I think that the ghost is some energy that is here. For some reason, it stayed here rather than going over to the other side. The UFOs, they're very much alive. They're touchy-feely type people, and they communicate telepathically. Ghosts, I'm not quite sure how they communicate except visual or making noise or whatever the case.
Now, we talk about UFOs and ETs, extraterrestrials. Basically, this telepathic mode of communication. Over the years of doing these shows, a lot of people say, well, if you're telepathic, they know what you're thinking. I don't think that's quite what the system is. I think it's verbal messages, only it's done mental.
That's exactly right. And they have to learn how to talk with their voice because they've been communicating telepathically for a long time. We're way behind where they're at, for sure.
You hear all of these stories about different kinds of models of UFOs, if you will. Now there's the triangles are big in the vogue, and the diamond shape, and the boomerangs, and you still have the saucer craft. Same with the descriptions of extraterrestrials. We have all kinds of from the little grays on to all types. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, like the Earth has different races of people. We have the Chinese and the Orientals, let's say, or the Asians. We have the whites, we have the blacks. And I think it's the same thing in going into other alien forms. The ones that are not robotic, they would have different forms that would look different from other aliens. There are the robotics, though, which are the grays. They've been formed to be able to withstand the vibrations that Earth has, which is different from the vibrations of the planets that the people that are from form these entities. Did that make sense?
I agree with you. In fact, Daryl Sims says they're like a elementary computer sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they have to be repaired.
And sometimes people give in to those beings, and he believes maybe you shouldn't. What do you think about it? In other words, when they come and show up to try to abduct you or do an experiment, you don't have to go along with it.
If I have anything to say about it, I won't go with them, for sure.
Be a little forceful.
Yes, absolutely.
We're about to wrap this up, but I have to ask you, and you're the perfect guy because I've wondered about this for a long time, since you now live in the West and you grew up in the Northeast, and let's get back to the supernatural. Where are the most ghost stories? Are they in the West or the East, or they're pretty well prevalent everywhere?
I think it's the same everywhere, because wherever I go, I ask people about the unnatural, paranormal things going on. And there's only one town that I struck out in, and that was Beatty, Nevada. And when I struck out there asking if there was anything that was paranormal that was going on, the people got very unfriendly, and they were very friendly up to that point. So I think there is something going in that town, but they're covering it up.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Beatty, Nevada, isn't it an old mining town or something?
Yes, it is. It's an old mining town.
You're probably right. There probably is something going on up in those hills.
Yeah, I think so. That the one person I knew there, unfortunately, wasn't there anymore, and that's the reason I went to the town, was to talk to him specifically.
So he's the only one living of the Bill Haley and the Comets, huh?
Yes, he's the only one living. Johnny Quick is his name, and I happened to be going through Beatty a couple of years ago, and I was walking around looking at the different things on the walls, and I happened to see a newspaper with him on that wall, and I walked up to the person at the counter, and I said, geez, Johnny Quick, I see his picture up on the wall. I said, my only claim to fame is I dated Bill Haley's sister, Karen Haley. And then
I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, that's the that and a dollar and a quarter will get me a cup of coffee right now. But that's how I got to meet him.
Now, the interesting thing about the supernatural and musicians, so I remember this John Wayne movie where he walked in the saloon and it was a ghost town. Everything was covered with dust. And the player piano would start playing, and there were a couple of eyes in a painting that kept moving around. And that leads me to the question, there's lots of ghost stories I've heard over the years that involve music, like somebody playing a piano and there's nobody there.
Yes, music, singing, you're right, and I've heard that myself on occasion. And that's the kind of ghost you like, though.
Right. It's still kind of spooky, however. Speaking of spooky, if you want to have a fast read that's great, keeps you on the edge of your chair, I recommend this book, River of Fear. This is the first of three.
Yes, that's correct.
Rod, we wish you luck on that newsletter. You got any previews on what the next one has?
There's a story in there that takes place in Las Vegas where a woman and a husband come home from an evening at church, and they have fog coming down from the sky into their yard, and it's just a spiral of fog coming down from the sky into their yard alone, period. That's it. But she'll tell the story.
We'll look forward to it. And the name of the newsletter is?
Simply Unexplainable.
And you can take a sample of it and read it right here on our website, and you can order it as well. Rod, I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it also, Jerry. Thank you very much.
I have a new respect for the Flying J truck stops now. I'll remember our discussions when we come by one of these across the country.
I'll always look at a Flying J very differently from now on.
Thank you very much.